The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Inner Growth Podcast. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm your host, Carolina Salazar, and I just wanted to thank you for tuning in today. I am so grateful for this podcast. I'm so grateful for our community, and I'm so grateful for all the new faces that find the podcast every week and for all the DMs that you guys send. It means so much to me to hear more about how the podcast has impacted you and how the podcast has helped you and the things that it's activated in your life, in your healing journey, in your growth journey. And I feel like the more that I think about it too, the more proud that I feel about the meaning behind inner growth and the whole concept of working on your relationship with yourself, because it will pay off in so many ways. Right? The more that you know yourself, the more that you deepen your connection with who you are, with what you want, with the energy in your life, and the more that you approach life from a place of intention and wholeness and self-worth, the more that it ripples out. And that's the whole mission behind this podcast. So if you're a recurring listener, just know that even by tuning in to a short solo episode, you are watering yourself. You are showing up for your mind, for your body, for your soul. You're learning something new that might activate a mindset shift and that might activate something evolving positively in your life. And that's what I love the most about this podcast community. And if you're looking to connect with other like-minded people who are also into the concept of inner growth and who want to be their best selves, definitely join our free Geneva group. I always include the link in the description. You can also type Inner Growth Club on the Geneva app and you can find us there and just join. It's totally free. I really want to cultivate this group and like have you guys share more. So when you guys listen to an episode and activate something in you, I love getting DMs from you guys, and I love when you share with me like, oh, this episode made me think of X, Y, and Z. I would also love if you guys shared that in the Geneva so we can all talk about it and we can cultivate even more community around these beautiful topics. So wanted to first off mention that. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about motivation, because I get so many questions about how to find motivation, how to stay motivated, what it means to be motivated. And I've learned a ton about this in the last year or so of my life. So I'm super excited to finally make an episode about it and to dive into it. And I hope you guys take away something powerful from it. And with all of that said, let's jump into the episode and let's get growing. All right. So today we're talking about motivation, and what an amazing topic to talk about, because every single time without fail that I do a Q&A on my Instagram, on the Carolina Lifestyle Instagram, I will 100% of the time get a question that says, how do you stay so motivated? How do I create motivation in my life? How do you stay motivated to do X, Y, and Z? And so my intuition here is that people want to learn how to be more motivated and how to show up for the things that they know are good for them. The thing about motivation that I have learned in the span of basically 3-4 years since I started really growing in my relationship with myself, with my health, with holistic living, what I have learned is that life ebbs and flows. Life has ups and downs. Life is always changing. And there are going to be phases of your life where maybe you're really connected to a routine and you're being super consistent and you're showing up for your habits. But then there's also going to be other times in your life when you're feeling a little bit more unmotivated, or you're craving a little bit more freedom, or you're craving a little bit more fun. And there are going to be different eras of your life. And that is normal, okay? Like, that is a natural part of life for there to be these little chapters, and for these little chapters to include different elements of things that you're doing and to include different routines and to just change. Like, you're always evolving, you're always changing, you're not fixed, you're always evolving. And so that's a natural part of life that I wanted to first off just like mention and validate and be super compassionate with yourself because of that. Because the problem is that you might have this notion in your head of what you're supposed to be doing, what the most productive version of you would be doing, what the most motivated quote-unquote version of you would be doing. And then if you're not matching that version of you, then you're just guilting yourself. But at the same time, there are moments of your life where you might not feel motivated to go work out. You might not want to wake up and go on a run. You might not wake up and be so excited to go to the gym. And that can happen even on the times of your life when you are having a solid routine and maybe you're not off of routine, or, you know, you're not wanting to just like have more fun. Like maybe you are feeling like you're in a phase of your life where you have a little routine or you have these habits that you want to be consistent with and you want to feel motivated to show up for them, but you don't wake up motivated every day. And the biggest myth that I want to bust on this podcast episode is that it is possible for you to be motivated 100% of the time. That is a myth. Like, you can't be motivated 100% of the time. You probably won't be motivated 100% of the time. And the more that you release that idea, the more it's going to serve you. And I think that in my journey, I've had phases, like I can pinpoint when I started the podcast even, or the year before I started the podcast during lockdown when I was home just with my family and with Pedro and living a life where I didn't have a lot of social interaction and I was living in a suburb and I had all this extra time where I was working out every day, meditating every day, journaling every day, like doing courses and posting a lot. And it was a specific version of me and a specific timeline of my evolution. And then life changed. I graduated college. I moved to New York. I moved in with Pedro. I like experienced different life changes, and that resulted in a different reality for me. And I had to adapt because for so long I was comparing myself to that version of me that was doing the 75 hard challenge and that was in the pandemic like phase, you know, that we were all in. And I was constantly comparing myself to that version of me because to me that was like the healthiest version of Carolina, or at least the healthiest that I thought I had been. But in many, many ways, that version of me wasn't at the level of growth that I am now and had not learned so many things and had not experienced so many things and was very strict and very extreme in many, many ways. So I was by no means perfect in that phase of my life. But in my eyes, during like 2021, like a year or so after the pandemic kind of shifted and I graduated and a lot of change happened in my life, for a long time, I would compare myself to that old version of me that I considered to be more motivated, or I considered to be more fit, or I considered to be more X, Y, and Z, like whatever you want to name it. Like, I just thought that that was how I was supposed to be forever. But no, life evolves and I had to learn how to work with it. So in 2022, I traveled so much. I started freelancing and kind of experienced some career shifts. And that resulted in me living a much more fluid lifestyle. Like, I was traveling so much that I didn't have a routine. And I almost was living this lifestyle where I didn't have regular habits that I did. And that was really good in many, many ways. And it caused me to experience freedom and have fun and just learn and adapt. But I went to Brazil in the summer of 2022 for 2 months. And when I came back to New York, or even when I was in Brazil, I was already kind of feeling a call to reconnect with habits and to reconnect with my self-care, because I did feel like I had fallen off of it a little bit and I was needing that extra self-love and I was needing that extra layer of habits and health. And so during that time, I started working with a nutritionist. I also started learning more about the petite body. And I started following April Whitney, who I've had on the podcast, actually, who talks about petite fitness, and learning about my metabolism, learning about my body, learning about hormones, the importance of our cycles, the importance of moving and lifting weights, and just learning so many different things about health. And I remember I have this podcast. You can probably find it. I don't remember what it's called. I can link it in the description, though. And I recorded this, I think I was still in Brazil when I recorded this. And what I was talking about in that episode is that I wanted to go on a like sustainable weight loss journey. So at that moment in my life, I realized that I wanted to get back into fitness and I wanted to eat healthier and I wanted to tune back to some of the habits that I had let go of. But when I made that decision, I approached it with so much intention, and the intention behind it was cultivating habits that are sustainable. And what I've discovered is that that is the key to quote unquote sustaining motivation. Is having habits that are sustainable. When I was doing the 75 hard challenge, or even in other phases of my life, I was living in a 0 to 100 where I was trying to overdo certain things, like overdoing the health side of things. And that's not sustainable. When you're trying to do 2 workouts a day and eat in a very restrictive way and X, Y, and Z things, it's not going to really last because you can't keep that up. So I started approaching my habits and forming habits from a place of sustainability. To be sustainable, that basically just means that you're able to keep it up for the long run. And the thing about habits is that when you do sustain your habits for the long run and when you show up for your habits more regularly versus in a 0-100 way, that's when you see the results. So I wasn't even focused on the goal or the result that I wanted to have. I was focused on the habits that I wanted to build and finding ways to make those habits fun, but also impactful, where if I do show up every day and I get 1% better every day because of the consistency that I'm developing, then I will find the results that I'm looking for. I'll feel the way that I want to feel. And then I can rely less on feeling motivated or not feeling motivated because I have habits that I enjoy and that I want to show up for and that I know will help me in the long run if I just focus on showing up for them. So what I always say whenever I have these Q&As is consistency trumps motivation. Consistency matters more than feeling motivated every single day. Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, it's time to make 2024 the year that you finally check it off the list using Babbel. When it comes to learning new languages, something about me that a lot of people actually don't know is that I'm fluent in 3 different languages. Because I grew up in Brazil, I speak Portuguese fluently, and then I also am fluent in English and in Spanish. But I also am currently learning how to speak Italian because I started learning it in college for my study abroad program in Milan, but then my program ended up being canceled, so I never really got the chance to fully learn Italian, which is why Babbel has been coming in so handy for me. It's a science-backed language learning app that was designed by real people for real conversations, and Babbel's tips and tools are super approachable. They're rooted in real life situations and they are delivered in the app through conversational based teaching. So I've been using Babbel to learn how to order food, ask for directions, and speak to merchants so that next time I go to Italy, I can practice my Italian and also speak confidently. So if you're also on a journey to learn a new language, I have a special limited time deal for our Inner Growth listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off a Babbel subscription. And this is only for our listeners at babbel.com/growth. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/growth, spelled babbel.com/growth. Rules and restrictions may apply. Ciao. And the thing about consistency is that there are going to be days when you do not feel motivated, but if you prioritize consistency, you're still going to be able to show up for them. And I'm doing I don't know when this episode's going to air, but in May, I'm doing this challenge where I'm running a mile every single day. And I started doing this challenge right after I finished my half marathon. I did the half marathon on the 30th of April, and then starting May 1st or May 2nd, I'm doing this mile a day challenge. And what I have realized from this mile a day challenge is that the challenge, what it's there to cultivate for me, is self-trust. The reason why is that I'm keeping the promises that I'm making to myself. I made myself the promise. For the next 30 days, I'm going to run a mile a day. And when I show up for that mile, I am showing up for my self-trust because I'm doing what I said I was going to do. But the challenge is the most impactful. It's the most empowering when I show up on the days that I am really unmotivated. For example, this morning, I woke up a little bit later, but still relatively early. I woke up at 9-ish. And yesterday I went to an event for Swoon with Barbie and it was so fun. And then I had dinner with a friend and we got ice cream. And then I came home and I was FaceTiming some friends and I went to bed around midnight. And I also had a couple of drinks throughout the night. So I woke up and I was kind of tired and I knew I had to be in the studio in an hour and I had to get ready kind of quickly. And there was a part of me that thought, I could just do the mile later today. But later today, Phaedra's family is coming into town. I knew that if I left it for later today, I probably would have skipped it. Or I would have had to be extra, 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 extra diligent to show up for it. Versus if I just said, you know what? It's 9 minutes. This run is going to be so fast. Like, I just have to go put on my running shoes, put on my running outfit, and go out the door. And I'll come back and get ready and go to the studio in time. And that moment when I did that and I showed up and I started running, I realized, wow, this is why this challenge is powerful, because I'm prioritizing consistency and I'm prioritizing showing up and building the self-trust over relying on the feeling of motivation. On the days that I feel motivated, it's so easy to show up for the challenge. I'm like gonna wake up and go, maybe I'll run even like 4 miles instead of one. But on the days that I don't feel motivated, that's when the muscle needs to be strengthened. That's when you going and doing the thing you said you were gonna do is gonna give you way, 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 way more results, rewards. Like that's when you're truly gonna be rewarded for showing up, because you are proving to yourself that you're stronger than you think and that you care about your health and that you care about habits. And so tracing back to what I was saying before, when I was in Brazil and I started reconnecting with a routine, that was the mindset shift that I made around my fitness, my nutrition, and my overall well-being. I started focusing on sustainability and telling myself, I want to build a relationship with food, with my body, with exercise that's going to last me a while, that's going to enable me to continue with it and to live from a place of enjoyment, freedom, fun, and self-care for the long term. Right? We're here for the long run. We're here for the long haul. I want my relationship with my body to be healthy and with food as well for many, many, many years, for my whole life. And so when you're trying to do something really extreme, like for example, you're trying to hit the gym and be in the gym for an hour and a half, and then you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z, and you're doing these things out of like a bad relationship with yourself, out of like self-loathing or self-judgment, or just like, oh, I'm forced to do this, then it's not going to be fun. And if something is not fun and enjoyable in some type of way, you're not going to really want to do it. And you're not going to be able to be consistent. So tuning into fun and tuning into what do I enjoy? Maybe for you, you freaking love Pilates right now. Then do Pilates. Like, let it be easy, right? Let it be enjoyable. If you love running or if you're training for a half marathon, then go on your runs and you're going to love it. Focus on what's great about it, right? It's so different to focus on running and being like, oh, I need to beat my mile time. My pace was slower today. I need to keep always getting to a shorter and shorter pace, which I was actually talking about this with another friend yesterday. Or if you're approaching running from a place of, let me make a really amazing playlist. Let me choose a really cute fit. Let me invest in some nice shoes. Let me have fun with it. When I was training for my half, I didn't care about my pace. I just cared that I was showing up and running. And I loved listening to my music and curating my playlists and wearing cute outfits. Like that's what kept me going. Because I was having fun with it and I was enjoying the process, because it's not about the outcome. It's not about getting to a certain spot. Maybe in some ways it is, but truly it's about the process. And if the process is not enjoyable, if the process is annoying or it's something that you're dreading, then how are you going to find the motivation, first of all? And second of all, if the whole thing that you're trying to do is so complex and so complicated and takes so many hours a day, then you're probably not going to be able to be consistent. And then you're not going to show up for it. And then you're going to be getting in your own way. So ultimately, motivation is a myth. And what matters the most is consistency. So if you're trying to develop healthier habits, if you're trying to feel more motivated, make this mental shift. Stop wanting to be motivated every day. Stop trying to be motivated every day. And instead, start focusing on consistency and start getting clear with yourself on what are habits that you are able to be consistent with? What are habits that are doable for you regularly? What are habits that you can show up for with more ease? How can it be easier? How can it be more fun? And what are habits that you want to have for the long run? But I think about the sustainability element and think about the end goal you want to get to, quote unquote, or the version of yourself that you want to be, and what would be the habits that that version of yourself would have daily. And when you're first starting, focus on simplifying and focus on that sustainability side of things, right? If you're trying to start meditating, don't try to start meditating with a 30-minute meditation. Use a guided one or do 5 minutes of breath work instead, and then you're going to be able to show up for it more frequently. And even if it's 5 minutes every day, that still adds up more than doing one 30-minute once a week. And that's the same thing with everything, with your workouts, with your nutrition, is finding that right balance and finding a sustainable way of doing it. Example with the food. If you're trying to be super restrictive and being super extremely healthy, quote unquote, maybe you're cutting out a lot of things and you're not allowing yourself to have certain things, then you're going to be coming from a place of self-loathing and you're not going to be enjoying the process and you're not going to be able to keep it up. And you're going to do a yo-yo pattern. You're going to be 0 to 100 with it. So instead, focus on maybe an 80-20 perspective, right? How can you be healthy and focus on health and cook for yourself and eat whole foods and eat vegetables and drink your water, but also find room for the other things that you enjoy and that bring you pleasure, like a slice of cake at a birthday party, like having a bagel on a Saturday morning, like having a little drink with a friend or something. As long as you include that in, you're going to be able to stay consistent with the rest because it's in balance with also other things that give you pleasure. And then you're going to be able to be sustainable. And it goes back to the consistency thing, right? Are you eating healthy a few times a week or most of the week, but still indulging throughout the week too? And are you doing that with consistency? Then great, you're definitely going to see results. But if you're trying to put all this pressure on yourself and to feel so motivated and you're overthinking the motivation part, then you're going to probably overthink the whole rest of the thing and you're not going to have fun with it and you're going to fall into the self-judgment because you're going to be seeing all these highlight reels on social media of people that you think have their life together 100% and you're comparing and then you're falling into these loops. And then how are you going to feel motivated, right? If you're comparing yourself to someone who's 10 steps ahead maybe. And then if you take a step back inside and you ask yourself, how did that person get to be 10 steps ahead of me? What are they doing consistently? And what can I do consistently to feel really good? Think about that and think about the types of things that you are feeling called to right now. Because as I said, life changes, life ebbs and flows, and it's way better to focus on what's flowing right now and what you can double down on because it's already flowing. That's going to be good for you in the end result. And that is it, you guys. That's it. That's what I want to talk about on this solo episode is consistency is more important than motivation. And when you do something every single day, even if it's small, the results add up more than if you do something once every month or once a week. It's way better to have this approach. And if you're someone who's looking to learn more about forming habits and developing consistency, read the book Atomic Habits. That was the first book that I've read on my whole journey, really, of self-help books. And it's such an amazing classic book. There's also, I think, the audiobook on Spotify for free. And you can also find like YouTube videos that summarize the main points if you don't want to read the book. But I personally love James Clear. You guys know this, especially if you're subscribed to the newsletter for Inner Growth. I constantly mention James Clear because he is such a pioneer in the space. He's such a thought leader and he really makes habits feel more approachable. They make habits feel easier because he comes from this perspective of 1% better every day. And how can you show up so that your wins are daily and add up over time? So yeah, just remember that that is what matters most and release this idea of motivation, relying on that because it's not going to get you where you want to go, probably. And know that some days you're going to feel super motivated and some days you're going to feel very unmotivated. But if you prioritize consistency, you can still show up even on the days that you are unmotivated. So I love you guys so much. If this episode helped you at all, definitely let me know. Share it with a friend or share it on your story and tag us. And if you are enjoying the podcast, remember to subscribe on Apple, subscribe on Spotify or on YouTube, wherever you love to listen. And that's a great way to support the podcast as well. So yeah, love you guys so much. Remember to water yourself this week and remember that consistency is key. So I will talk to you guys so soon. And until next time, I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.